This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are to education. I wanted to provide some information this morning. We meant to do it with Guy Williams the other day on Monday. We weren't got pressed for time talking about tariffs and then even tariffs on top of tariffs. So we didn't get to it, but it's really important because we're less than a month away. Today's April the 9th. On May the 7th, the Transportation Security Administration will begin enforcing the Real ID rule. Write that down. May the 7th. If you intend to travel, their approach to this is going to be as follows. No ticky, no laundry. If you don't have a Real ID or another acceptable alternative, and we'll talk about that in a minute, they will not allow you through the TSA checkpoints. Some airlines have said that they will accommodate folks in rebooking flights in order to accommodate them until they get their Real ID. Others have been silent. Some will have financial penalties. Maybe some won't. That has still not totally revealed itself. So be aware of this. According to federal documents, about 56% of identification credentials in circulation right now comply with the standards. And that was as of last year. TSA spokespersons are saying that about 80% of travelers that have been going through security checkpoints with real IDs or approved alternatives, and that they process about 2 to 3 million people a day go through a TSA checkpoint. So what is this real ID? The real ID is a credential that's issued by the state. And it's a driver's license or identification cards that meet security standards set by the federal government. They put these in place after 9/11. They have had a delay in the implementation for a number of years. They have suspended this. But now, May 7th, 2025, is the drop-dead date. So states set their own rules. But to get a real ID, people need to provide documentation that shows at least their full legal name, birth date, social security number, lawful resident status, and two ways to prove their address. The easiest way to do that is with bills, right? Or if there's some other kind of ID that you have that puts you at an address. People who don't have a real ID will need to provide other approved credentials. A passport is a good example of that. And we'll talk about other approved substitutes in a second. So the way you check as to whether or not you have a real ID or not is if you look at the top right-hand corner, you will see a yellow or black star, a white star set inside of a yellow or black circle, or star within the figure of a bear or something like that. There's going to be a star in the right corner. Why they couldn't just do it one way, I have no idea, but here we go again. So what else can you use to for proof of ID? U.S. passport, we said that earlier, is a one way of doing it. A DHS, Department of Homeland Security, trusted traveler card for programs such as Global Entry, Nexus, U.S. Department of Defense identification, Veteran Health identification card, U.S. Merchant Mariner credential, or identification issued by a federally recognized tribal nation. Foreign government issued passports, permanent resident cards, border crossing cards, and Canadian provincial driver's licenses are also accepted, right? Now, the reason that this is important, that there, you know, a lot of states are having difficulties in processing this all at one time. There have been reports in the media of long lines, appointments not really available for you. As we get closer and closer to May 7th, a lot of people never do today what you can put off till tomorrow. You're going to be hit with long lines. In Louisiana, there are a number of alternatives. There are a number of auto title places and things like that that the state has approved that are authorized to issue real IDs. So if you get on the internet, you might be able to find one of those places that are able to accommodate you. So Homeland Security, and I said this at the opening, this is do or die, so to speak. If you don't have it, and if you don't have an acceptable alternative, you are not going to be permitted through the security checkpoint. Plain and simple. So if you have a passport, make sure it's still valid. Getting those done, the delays are not as bad as they once were during the pandemic. They have improved. You could probably get one by May 7th right now if you did it today. Global Entry, they're kind of backed up with appointments. And, you know, I've heard of folks getting appointments a month out and greater. So if that's the case, probably not going to get it done by May 7th on a Global Entry card. And as more and more people are getting these alternative IDs, the lines are getting much, much longer. So I wanted to make sure that we cover that and make sure that you are aware of it. There hasn't been a whole lot of reporting on this issue. It is important. You do not want to get to that checkpoint and start feeling around because your ID is not a real ID. So check it, make sure that you have it, and start figuring out how you're going to get it, right? Even if you're traveling in July or August, get it now. Get it over with. Once it becomes top of mind, resolve.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, we're going to pivot to something else real quick. There has been a lot of discussion about higher ed, the Trump administration, what they're doing relative to DOGE. We've had educators in higher ed say that this, what they're doing now, is the greatest threat to American universities since the Red Scare. Some have said that this is the end of college life, warning that the damage to our educational system could be worse than the public comprehends, and that calamity could arrive sooner than people expect. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And the truth be told, what has happened here is higher ed has been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Plain and simple. So last year, let's just look at Ivy League schools. Last year, 2024, the federal government gave Ivy League schools, there's eight of them, $6.4 billion in grant funding. Columbia got $1.3 billion. Penn, $1.8 billion. Yale, $898 million. Cornell, $825 million. Harvard, $686 million. Princeton, $455 million. Brown, $254 million. And Dartmouth, $141 million. Now, this is over and above the $100 billion in student loans and $30 billion in Pell Grants for education across the country, not just Ivy Leagues. These are all dollars that ultimately end up being federally financed that are going to higher ed universities. And they're not polling very well right now. In fact, I was reading an article that compared higher ed to the new big oil by Frederick Hess. A very interesting article, the similarities and the difficulties that they're having defending themselves. So the Trump administration has paused some of these grants. In the case of Columbia, at $1.3 billion, they paused $400 million. In the case of Penn, at $1.8 billion, they paused $175 million. In the case of Cornell, who received $825 million last year, they've paused $1 billion. And it's all, and the list goes on and on. It all has to do with violations of Title VI and Title IX. Race-based programs that should not exist. They have been slow in bringing those to an end, as well as the issues in Title IX in the protection of women and women's sports. But what's interesting is you're reading a number of stories that are saying that they are actually having hiring freeze and they're engaged in cuts. But what's interesting about that as well is that these are cuts across the board. These are hiring freezes across the board. If these are directed dollars to research programs is what these grants are for. These are not general grants that cover everything for a university. Then what's going on? Well, a number of folks have said that these dollars have supplanted the general overhead cost of the entire university as opposed to the actual overhead cost of the program being funded. And you can't help but think otherwise. Harvard is trying to procure a $750 million loan. So if these are directed dollars to specific research programs, why would this impact the entire university? Well, it's simple. They use these dollars to supplant. For example, in many cases, these universities, if you give them $100,000, they are putting $60,000 of the $100,000 to overhead. And only $40,000 of that $100,000 goes to the actual research. So the overhead calculation that they're placing here is they're basically supplanting and financing what would otherwise be the working cap, come from the working capital to cover these overhead costs, maintenance of these buildings, upkeep of the buildings, payment of utilities, things of that nature. And a lot of these research programs are very small. They take up just a couple of rooms, but yet they're paying 60% of the grant to overhead. It's a scam. It's a shell game. They know it. Now the world knows it. And they can't figure out how to explain it away. And it needs to come to an end. And we wonder why we're paying what we're paying in pharmaceuticals and everything else. Because what is happening is that there are all kinds of inurements that the researchers are able to receive in the aftermath of their research that was completely and totally financed by the taxpayers, and there's no payment back to us. The university and the individual researcher walks away with all of these dollars, and yet we finance it. What kind of an investment is that? Their hand is in the cookie jar in more ways than one. That doesn't make any sense for us to be financing this and to continue on. I hope they continue. I don't hope that they stop the funding. I hope that they change the rules. I hope that they make these universities more accountable to where these dollars are actually being spent, so that we're not funding these universities that have all kinds of money in the bank, tens of billions of dollars available to them. And where is the skin that they have in this game? That is yet to be pointed out. Very interesting. And when you think about this in the context of other things that are being uncovered, the most recent release by DOGE of the U.S. African Development Foundation, it's not a lot of money, but this is illustrative of what our government, this government, has decided that it's good to spend money in these categories. So there's a list of about maybe 6 or 7 or 8 programs under the U.S. African Development Foundation that has been terminated, and I'm sure there's more to come. $51 million in grants, $229,000 for marketing 100% organic shea butter in Burkina Faso, $84,000 for a business incubator for spa and wellness entrepreneurs in Nigeria, $239,000 for marketing pineapple juice in Benin, $246,000 and some change for mango drying facilities in the Ivory Coast. $99,500 to increase yogurt production in Uganda. $48,000 for a WhatsApp marketing chatbot in Kenya. $50,000 to train farmers to grow dragon fruit in Senegal. I know that we all are very creative and productive, and I don't know about you, but what line do they have for you for grants for anything like this? Like maybe urban gardens or urban farming or whatever it may be. And yet we're providing this, these dollars and this sustenance across this, across the world, and no one can connect the dot as to why. We cannot be all things to all people. That's why we have a $36 trillion debt. But no one wants to come to this realization. We're fascist if we decide. I don't know that we should be marketing organic shea butter in Africa. I have a difficult time wrapping my head about around that as to why that's a good thing. Or marketing pineapple juice. Or setting up a business incubator for spa and wellness entrepreneurs. What? Really? We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.